Welcome to Marooned at Magabytes headquarters, day 76. Do you realise, Mike, today is day 90 for Kim? Mm. I'm sure Kim's painfully aware of that. How is everybody?
One ear on you and the other ear on Neil.
No. I introed that show, so you've got me, but talking differently in each ear. I am in two places at once again. Actually, it feels like it. You know, it's been chaotic, hasn't it? And can I just proclaim, it's too hot. Let's get that out of the way first. It went beautifully cool last night. Oh, I was a happy bunny. And now it's gone all warm again.
Tell me about it. I'm not
a happy bunny.
No.
Even Lola was in two minds about a walk. Like, do you want to go out? Do I have to? Poor Lola. Right, let me get to see the chat. I've got my watch going off, the phone's going off. I know, the phone rang. I got shoved in a drawer again. I'm trying to import music into Farago, and Farago's throwing it back at me. Not good. Not good, Farago.
And Chrome crashed on me.
Hmm?
Was that the dog?
That was the dog. Daddy, now I want to go out. Can you sort that for me, Daddy?
She probably does.
Oh, you love her to pieces. You know you do.
I do.
You do. You do. Right, I can't see the chat. Let me see the chat. Let me see the chat.
Right, I'll go and deal with it. Do you want anything?
Oh, ice. That nice bag of ice. Ice, baby. We've got some fantastic ice. It's massive chunks of ice. Do you ever think you'd see the day that you'd end up buying water, in essence? Yes, absolutely. Now I can see the chat. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. A run. Did Jonathan go running? Jonathan, I was not apprised of this. Good grief. CQ Deb, CQ. It's a walk. Ah. Jonathan, exactly like me. I don't do running. It's very unseemly. Mike did make a beautiful, beautiful dinner. We have to eat early on a Saturday, obviously, because of the show. So it's like lunchtime. What should we have? Although Mike did start the day correctly with breakfast. Ice cream. Just saying. I did not go to bed until about 4:45 as the sun was rising. So I missed breakfast, which obviously I'd have made more of an effort if I'd have known it was ice cream. So we had a very light lunch and then dinner very early. Let's catch up. It's breezier, so you're cool. Closed the window. Jonathan, I'm thinking of taking the roof off. Oh, it's horrible. It's all... Ugh. Again, I've had to put the fan on the floor. Before I had to record a piece for the show, I was recording the intro and outro for the special that's going out tonight, which is the Neil Diamond special. And I had to turn the fan off, and straight away I thought, I'm not closing the window. Not happening. But the audio was okay. It was all right. I need to be 13 floors up, obviously. This is the answer. What did Mike make? He made pasta, but it was with a different sauce. So it was garlic and onion, which sounds horrific, doesn't it? But it was really nice. But he instead of just relying on what was in the packet, oh no, he then put mushrooms with it and did his own chicken. So it was fabulous. Loved it. Jonathan's got battered haddock, sweet potato fries. Sounds fabulous. You need to ask Mike about the fish, Jonathan. We do have fish now. We have fresh fish. But way back, Mom found this fish and she loved it. It was, like you say, battered something. I'm not sure if it was haddock or not. And she bought quite a bit of it. So it's in the freezer and she loved it. So she'd get it out and she would cook it. And then towards the end, she was very weak and this fish was left. And she said, you'll eat the fish, won't you? Yes, Mum, I'll eat the fish. So we said, right, we'll make the fish. I think this was literally 2 or 3 days before she died. And she was still trying to organise me, like, make sure you eat properly. So we got this fish out and Mike said, what do you do with it? So I said, oh, you put it in this... like earthenware thing, right? And you put it in the oven. So we got the temperature right and everything, and off it went. I didn't think I needed to tell him to put tinfoil on the top, you know, because otherwise it would dry out like crazy. Yeah, I needed to tell him that. So what happened was he gets it in there and he says, I think the fish is cooked. He gets it out of the oven Oh my, was it cooked. So he said, I've got to get it out. And he didn't have the oven glove thing. So he picked up a towel and he dragged it out of the oven with a towel and put it on the heating plate thing. Well, I looked at it and I thought, that's inedible. You know, unless you had a chisel. But the thing was, because he hadn't used the oven gloves, he just grabbed this towel. The towel itself was burnt because the pot was that hot. So we had these scorch marks on the towel. And I'm like, I'm still at the point where mother's going to go mad. It's mum's towel. But, you know, she wasn't getting out of bed. She wasn't going mad. But I was in a flap. He was in a flap. So I said, look, never mind. Go to the fish and chip shop round the corner. It'll be fine. I said, but make sure that towel's out of sight. So I toddles on into mum with a big smile painted on my face of like, you okay, mum? And she looked up at me. She opened one eye and she went, what's going on in the kitchen? And I thought, how does she know? But she knew. I said, it's fine. She went, it's the fish, isn't it? I said, it'll be fine. I ended up having to eat the thing in front of her. I said, no, it's fine. Like, why is that fish brown? In fact, that fish was black in places. So I said to Mike, it'll be fine. I said, just put some cheese sauce on it. Mums do know absolutely everything. So there's Mike. We chiselled it. We literally had to use a scraper to get it out of the thing. Put it on a plate and then put enough cheese sauce on to disguise it. And somehow I managed to eat it in front of her. I said, no, Mum, it's fine. I'd have been better off putting pieces of cardboard under the cheese sauce. Oh, she literally knew everything. Honestly, she was as bright as a button right to the end. Oh, but the thing with the towel was, you know, at this point, we knew that she was terminal. But in your head, it's like, oh, we burnt the towel, we need to replace it. You know, and then a couple of days after she died, I looked at the towel and I thought, you know, does it really matter? But if she'd have been there, oh my, would it have mattered? And I actually said to Mike, you need to replace the towel. And he just looked at me. Since then, we've got new towels. Thing was, she had favourite towels and she'd had some of these towels. I don't know how they'd survived that long. She'd had them since her wedding. They were a gift at her wedding and she got married in 1956. They'd lasted really well until Mike got his hands on them. And now they've got two brown... The towel, I'm telling them about the fish. You're denying all knowledge now, aren't you? Hello, baby girl.
You've got a studio guest.
Rodeo stick for the baby girl. I'll have that and off I toddle with it.
Water.
Thank you. I've got water and I've got ice. Oh, these ice cubes are fabulous. They're huge. I'm loving them. I know, I was explaining about the fish and the incident with the burning of the towel, etc. They are now apprised.
Yeah.
Jonathan's got fish in the oven, that's why. Clearly Jonathan knows not to leave it too long in the oven, though. Unlike Mike, who does it his own way.
That was years ago now.
Oh, yeah, you're far better now, aren't you? I was saying that Mum was terminal and there's me worried about the towel. And you were as bad. Oh, I wish you could see the size of it. You know, I'm going to take a picture of the size of that next to Mike's Brooklyn's mug. So let me pick that up. Oh, it's been a hectic day, hasn't it? When I finally surfaced, it's been hectic. So who's watching the space thing? I was kind of aware it was sort of on my radar that something was happening. Oh, there's a post-it note there as well. I'll take a photo of that and get it uploaded to Droppler.
You're back.
Yes, because she's only had one treat and she knows if she's good enough, she might just get one off Mummy. Oh, she's been offered ice now. Oh, she's liking that. Oh, yes. Give me more of that, Father. Right, let's get this up to Droppler so I can share it with you guys. Ice, ice, baby. So when Jonathan mentioned it, put the video on, and I have been looking at it. It's quite technical, isn't it? I never thought for 1 minute they'd be sat there in that suit for the best part of over 3.5 hours. So what we've done, because if it's going at 22 minutes past eight, we know from people we've already spoken to that they're watching that. Yeah, that ice. That
I
ice
think
is.
She wants this ice.
Well, I have some ice. We've got a little bowl we can put it in.
You can have it from here.
Don't get into any mischief with it, Lola.
Right. There you go. Lick the ice.
She's a bit... Oh. No, you're going to have to... I need better service than that, Dad. Mike is now sat here feeding Lola by hand ice. Crazy, crazy. You get lots of hits on your unboxing, Jonathan. Excellent stuff. Masking tape on a tripod. Did I ever send... I'm sure I sent you the link for that thing. It was on offer not that long ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago. It's a selfie stick, basically, but at the bottom of it, it has a mini tripod that screws into it. And at the top, it's got all of the connections that you need. So you've got the... it's the head that they put on a GoPro and the bit that holds the phone and the whole thing's together, which means you can have it high, you can have it low, you can use the extender stick, you can actually use it as a selfie stick. Mm. And it's got a remote control as well, so you don't even have to touch the thing to get it to start recording, so you don't have wobble at the beginning. The one I used the other day, I used two. I had a webcam running on one side and I had the phone running on the other. And the webcam footage, not brilliant. Still not brilliant. Seems not to be able to focus, that thing. But the iPhone footage was absolutely fine. But I had it on that... how would you describe it? Not quite sure. It's basically a holder that holds it on like an articulate... It looks like a lamp. It's put it sideways again, for crying out loud. And it's not really in focus. But never mind. There you go. There's the link. That's the size of the ice next to Mike's mug, his Brooklyn's mug.
I'd rather have
A treat.
A treat.
Right, can I have a treat then? What have we got treat-wise, Lola? Oh, I know what we've got. Russell. What's that? It's a jumbone. And a jumbone, Lola. Which one is it? It's beef and poultry. Do you fancy that? Oh, look at that. Come on. Oh, no. You're not having it unless you come over here for it. There you go. Now she's disappeared. She's so funny. She comes in the office to get the treat and then disappears with it like we might change our mind. It's fabulous, this ice, because obviously with it being bigger, it doesn't melt as fast. The other stuff was melting a little bit too soon. But this stuff's great. In fact, that piece is probably the biggest one I've had all day. It won't actually go in the pot at the moment. I've got like a refillable bottle, but it's fractionally too big at the neck, that, at the moment. Not as big as Mayer's ice is. We need to get a box and make Lola some of Mayer's ice and see if she likes it. So, yes, I have got this. They're docking with the International Space Station, aren't they? I've got that on. It's been fascinating, actually. The one thing I took from it is just how many checklists and stuff they've got. And you think, I'm watching it and I'm thinking, you know, all these books on productivity that come out, like the Checklist Manifesto and stuff like that. I think we know as humans a checklist is probably a grand idea. But then when it actually comes to do it, do you do it as if you were launching somebody into space? No, you do it on the back of a cigarette packet. So I'm watching it with a kind of productivity head on, thinking like, all these tests and stuff, that would actually be really good. Should probably do that, you know. Wow, one of Kim's childhood friends is an astronaut. There aren't many astronauts about, are there? And isn't one of them today? His wife's already been into space. Because that was just mind-blowing as well. I guess they met on the job, which would make sense. Couldn't eat in bed even if I were a dog, Kim. Jonathan's a bit OCD about things like that.
Years and years ago, like, you know, 40-odd years ago, when me and my brother used to stay at my grandparents, we'd have a treat in the mornings, which was like a couple of biscuits each, and we'd take them back to bed and get crumbs all over the bed.
Oh, I bet you were in trouble.
No, she didn't mind.
Wow, your mother would have done. Right, let's
Lola eats all her treats on the bed.
Eats them on her bed. Lola doesn't particularly... She has got this big bed by the door.
She does.
And she does drag things to it, doesn't she?
Yeah, but in the mornings, it depends what treat I give her. If it's a treat that she can eat in one, like a schmacko,
because she just...
She inhales those.
Inhales that.
Yeah, she doesn't really chew them, does she?
But if it's a jumbone that she likes to savour...
Yes.
Then she will actually jump on the bed and curl round and eat it on the bed.
That's why I like to... She likes like a smallish treat, like a schmacko. I don't know if you have schmackos. They're basically very flat, probably about 5 inches long. And she can just, like, if she took that in her mouth, it'd be like an inch either side sticking out. She kind of bites down once, and then the bits that are sticking out kind of fold inward, and that's it, and it's gone.
Schmacko.
So she has a schmacko, and then she'll have something that's bigger. So we have big dentist sticks. We've got those Purina things that she's on and off like a yo-yo. The jumbone and a rodeo stick. So we try and rotate them. Oh, that would be so cool to watch somebody you know. I mean, it's fascinating when you don't know them and seeing them say goodbye to their family and stuff. Also, the suits they had on, I loved all the background that they did about how the suit was designed, because when they strode out, I had a question and nobody asked the question. Why were the boots dark? Because the rest of the suit was white. And I'll admit, they looked like a stormtrooper, but it just looked really odd. They looked like they were going out gardening. But the suit was very cool.
Because
and the
fact... that's this year's away kit, obviously.
Well, it was interesting when they talked about the helmet, the design of the helmet, and the fact that they had 3D printed them, which I thought was fascinating. So I enjoyed that bit as well. So, yeah, it's been really good following that. What am I doing with all of these things here? If I knew what I was doing, it'd be dangerous. I've got lots of requests tonight for really, really terrible songs. Oh, they're bad. So much so, like I said, one of them was a 78. So obviously I've got a recording of it that I've then got to deal with. So lots to do probably during the show. But what we've done at the beginning of By Request, because so many people are going to watch the space thing, we've actually put... Shall we exclusively reveal what we've got coming up?
Yeah.
I said let's put some spacey songs on. So we are starting off... Where are we? Have you got that right in there? We're going to start off with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Before you leave.
Nothing to do with space.
It could be. Got to wake you up before they go. Then we're doing Star Trekking by The Firm. Now, then we've got a request that has to be Early Doors for something called Skater Boy. Don't ask. Probably right in up Jonathan Street. Me, I had no idea it was spelt that way, but we found it in the end. And that's for a little boy's birthday. So we're doing two songs there. Then we're going back to the space theme, which is Life on Mars, A Space Oddity, Rocket Man. So I think we've got that about covered. I'm wondering, with those, let me check the timings on them, whether we'll be right over the top of it. Because when it says 22 minutes past, it's going to be like 3, 4, 5 minutes, isn't it? While everybody watches it rise, hopefully. I still remember, it freaks me out trying to watch it, because I still remember coming home from college in 1986 when, was it the Challenger?
Challenger, yeah.
And I was sat there with my mum and we were talking. We had it like on in the background, but talking. And we just stopped dead and looked and I said, that's not good. So, whenever there's a launch now, before then it was all excitement. And now there's that anticipation of when they were saying goodbye to their family. And I'm like, oh, my word. I'm sure everything's far more secure these days. But they still have so, so many checks to do. And I said to Mike, they're going to be sat in that thing for 2 hours 20 or 2 hours 40 while they contemplate whether it can take off or not. Fascinating stuff to be able to watch. So Jonathan says, I guess I can stream Brooklyn's 196 by my phone and take you on my... Yes, you can. But don't forget, Apple have made a bit of a faux pas. You need to leave the screen on or it stops the audio and flicks back to iTunes. If you want to put in a request for a fix for that, there's a queue. So if you leave the screen on, yes, you'll be absolutely fine. That was happening to me and I didn't. I just wrote it off as typical Apple. I guess there's no other real way, is there?
No.
No, there's none of the music apps that would let you, like if you took the stream URL and actually put it in something like VLC, it's an Apple thing. If it's playing and the screen goes off, it stops. But other than that, you can take us with you. Oh, you've put Schmackos in there, a link to Schmackos.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, Kim, that's fabulous. When I woke up, to my surprise, Kiva and I were sharing the same pillow. Mayer used to, he never curled up with us, ever. He would get on the bed, but he would never stay, and you would never wake up to him curled up with you like that. That's just so adorable.
So what's this app? That
he was a real boy. What he would do is he would wait until he decided it was time for his morning walk, which would be any time after midnight, whichever suited him, earlier the better. So about, particularly at the weekends, it was very annoying, about sort of 7 o'clock, 7:30 on a Saturday, he would bound on the bed like a bulldozer and stand on your head. He did not sort of, it never equated to him, big paws do damage. He would stomp all over your head. And if you didn't get up, he'd sit on your head so you couldn't breathe. You had no option. You'd got to get up. We were waiting for Lola to do the same thing, but she doesn't. She's a little angel. She does get on the bed sometimes at night, particularly when it's cold. Now, we went from freezing cold in March, literally had the blanket on all night, to boiling hot. There's never a nice, gentle transition in the UK. But when it was cold, she was all curled up on the bed, and she actually, there's a hot spot in the electric blanket, and she found it, and that was her spot. And the fact that, you know, it was 3/4 your spot, no, it was her spot. We should have kept that bigger bed, Mike. Remember the really big one you couldn't get in the room with? We should have kept that. Is there an app I can use to stream it so I don't have to keep it the screen on? Not that I'm aware of, Jonathan. If you Google it, you'll see everybody screaming about it. But they just haven't fixed it yet. I haven't actually tested it in this update because I haven't installed the update. I know, naughty me. I've got the COVID thing to turn off. I haven't got time for this, not at the moment. I'll install it when I've got time to actually read the screens that are coming up rather than just go, yep, that's fine. That's fine. So not that I'm aware of, but if you want to do a quick Google, one, they might have fixed it. Doubtful. Two, you might find one, but not that I'm aware of.
They haven't fixed it.
It's only the only iTunes will play.
Yeah.
Could you put the stream URL into iTunes? Probably not. You could put an XML thing in, couldn't you? But do we have a feed like that? We've got the default player, but that plays in a browser.
I'll go and try it.
Mike's going to go and find out, Jonathan. You'll keep it in your hands. That can be dangerous when you're out, can't it? We heard a tale today and it was terrifying. Who was the other one that had that person in the house thing?
Chris Taberner.
That's right. Mike's got a friend from school, and he said that some, and I think he used the word scumbag, had broken into his mum's house in broad daylight during lockdown, and she'd stolen quite a bit, hadn't they? A bit of jewellery and stuff. Yeah. But actually in broad daylight, bold as you like. And we thought, that's got to be a one-off, you know. Anyway, one of our friends today posted a message and said that her mum had had a nasty experience. Now, why she hadn't mentioned it till today, maybe she hadn't told her. You know, because she was probably really shaken. But on Monday, she's got a bungalow, and the house is probably about 20-odd miles away, about 20, 22 miles from here. And this man, now, I don't actually know how he got in, because she didn't actually say he knocked on the door. And obviously, in lockdown, you wouldn't let anybody in anyway. But the door must have been open or something. And he marches in as bold as brass and starts saying, he locked himself in, didn't he? He locked himself in a room. Then he came out of the room and he had a stethoscope with him. I mean, he must have had mental health issues. Well, obviously, he's scaring her witless. She eventually managed to get him out of the house screaming at him. But he had stolen some jewellery on his way out. But what kind of idiot? Where do these people come from?
A man ran into her bungalow, so I presume the door was open.
The door must have been open.
Yeah, locked himself in a bathroom and went into a bedroom opening cupboards.
I mean, that's just terrifying, isn't it? Literally, that is terrifying. But I have to ask, you know, do you leave the doors wide open? Because I certainly don't.
No.
When Mike's at work, that's a long time ago. But when Mike's at work, in fact, let's go back a bit as to why the house is like it is. Okay. When Paul put that link up for, he put a link up to a housing page. And there was the design of his house, and it was fabulous. It was massive. It was beautiful. But as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, this is very different to how a UK house is designed. And in the UK, everything has walls and doors. You don't have that kind of beautiful, open, airy space, unless it's like a loft apartment and it's designed that way. But for most houses, they don't. So what people used to do was they would knock a wall down to give you like a through lounge, so it was quite long. But my mum and dad, no, that's not my mum and dad, no way. My dad worked for a very small company, and this company had land and a house on the land. And the two brothers that ran the company, their mum lived on this land, and it actually used to be a little bit of farmland. But you will know it, Jonathan, if you go through Stretford on your way to Altrincham, there is a huge tower block just after the Arndale Centre on your right. Well, on your left there, that's where this farm used to be. There's a wall and what looks like warehouse space behind it, and it used to be a farm, and she lived in this house, and obviously she lived on her own. And she was broken into once. She must have been broken into about three times. They gave up in the end, because after the first time they were broken into, the sons came round and they fitted what you'd call a mortise lock, which is like an outdoor key, not a Yale lock, which is where you pull the door to and then you need the key to open it. We're talking when you actually put a key in and turn it like a deadlock. And they put one of those on every door in the house. So to get in and around this house, you'd need a fistful of keys. Anyway, they broke into the front, couldn't get anywhere, broke into the back, couldn't get anywhere, because they couldn't get past the interior locked door. So my dad decided, at the time Mum was pregnant with me, and he decided, you know, okay, we're going to have security. And they went out and they did the same. But these locks, well, literally, you can't even get another key for these locks without passports and stuff. They are that secure. And despite the fact they are now over 53 years old, what they did was when they moved from the house that I was born in, they took them with them. When we moved into this house, they installed them. So every door inside our house doesn't just have a handle that you pull shut. There is a lock underneath it with an industrial strength safe key that you need to open it. You could probably smash the door down faster than you would get through this lock, trust me. And that's all I've known all my life. So when Mike's at work, obviously at night time, you go to bed, we lock all the doors. But when we say we lock all the doors, we don't mean like Mike was when I met him, bless him, when he had a Yale lock and a front door key and that's it. He had two keys. So when I'd say to him before he knew, I've got the house keys with me, literally I'd put the house keys out. I looked like a jailer. I would have a key for the gate to get
that
in.
That works in iTunes on me.
You have a play around while I sort this out, and then we'll sort it out. So I would have a key to get in the gate. I'd have a key to get in the conservatory at the back, a key to get in the kitchen, one to get in the hall, and then one to get in my bedroom. So there would be five keys just to get to the bedroom. People get out of prison faster than we can get in the house, never mind out of the house. Since then, when we had the extension built, we now have another two locks on the extension at the front and another one at the side. So that's three before you're even into the kitchen door. Kitchen door's got another one on it. Then we've got the kitchen one, and then we've got all the ones inside. So obviously at night, everything is locked. So when people talk about somebody breaking in and wandering into the bedroom, we look at each other like, yeah, that's not happening, because we need four keys to go to the toilet. Not joking. The toilet's got a lock on. The bathroom's got a lock on. It is like Strange Ways. But you know what? We feel incredibly safe. What was happening was people were breaking into houses and looking for keys for cars. And other people said, oh, you need to leave the keys handy. So they just take the key and leave you alone. And I'm like, no, all the keys are together and they are in our bedroom. All 47 of them. So when Mike goes to work, I'm usually in bed because I will have gone to bed late. So he locks up. He has his own set of keys and he locks up on the way out. When I get up, I might go down to the kitchen for breakfast, but when I come out the kitchen, I'll lock it. So to get to me, I mean, there's three locks on the front door. And then there's padlocks, push locks on the inside, bolts on the inside. Dad put extra ones, didn't he, bless him? He put three bolts on the front door. It does. It takes us longer to get out than it would. Seriously, it does. So when she said somebody had just walked in, that's not something I can relate to at all. If I'm on my own, someday you'll come home, won't you? And the kitchen door will be locked.
Yeah.
Even if Lola's here. Because she's got all of the rest of the house to wander through. So she can be up here. There's rooms up here, rooms downstairs. Studio will be open. Office will be open. Bedroom will be open. Unless the bedroom window is open. And if the bedroom window's open, because it is over the top of the extension roof, then the bedroom door will be locked. Just in case. So I can't understand this just walked in malarkey. But we could just be a little bit anal with security. Let's say that. So Kim says that's happening in their neighbourhood as well, telling us to lock the doors and first floor windows. You only have first floor windows, so no sleeping with the windows open. It is very oppressively warm and it doesn't help, does it, if you've got to keep it closed. We don't tend to leave the bedroom windows open because the extension, if you could kind of shin up the drain pipe, you're on the roof of the extension and it's so tall, it's literally like 6 inches under the window of the bedroom. So you would be straight in through a window. So we don't do that. But it is, it's belt and braces. And it's just like, because that's all I've ever known, when I would go to your house, your flat, and there was only like the front door, I'd be nervy. I would be nervy because that is all I've ever known. And it feels exposed. It feels like someone's only just got to get through one door and that's it. But then we've never, thank God, had anybody just meander in through the door. I think the other one, your mate from school, wasn't she in the garden?
She was in the garden.
So she'd left the door open. That's something else that we would never do. When Mum and Dad were DIYing or something and they were in the garden, they'd lock the house and take the keys with them. They were obviously touched about it. But so many people were getting broken into around the time. And worse than that, they were waiting for you to replace the stuff they'd stolen. So they waited about 3 or 4 weeks. And then came back and took the new stuff as well. That's happened more than once, hasn't it? Your buddy, I think it was years ago. I think it was a video recorder. And they went in through the back kitchen. Guy at the school in Stretford.
Oh, and it was a MacBook.
A MacBook. So they waited for him to get it replaced and then came back and stole the second one. Unbelievable.
What can you use to stream music on the iPhone?
VLC. From a URL?
Yeah.
You can do it in iTunes, or you used to be able to. Don't know if you can anymore.
I've got iTunes on here. You can do it on iTunes on the desktop.
Is it the music app? Can you do it in the music app?
Try the
music app and then try VLC. Them. We'll get this sorted. Every room in your house is a safe room. I guess it is, yeah. But that's just how we are. But when you hear of things like that, that's terrifying. This lady must be in her 80s, and she'd only just recovered. She'd had a heart attack. And then, I can't remember if she was actually in hospital when this happened, or she'd just been let out. But then she had a fall and she broke her hip. A stroke, that was it. She'd had a stroke. And I don't know if the stroke came from the fall or the other way around. But obviously she's not particularly in a good mental place to be. And she's so tiny. She's about 4'10". She can't be taking on invaders in a house. I mean, luckily, how she did it, I don't know. But she managed to fight him off, which is nothing short of amazing. I mean, she was actually working as well, wasn't she?
VLC, doesn't it?
At least until the beginning of the COVID thing. She was working in a care home. And she's in her late 80s. And she was looking after other people. So she was fairly fit before the stroke and then the fall, but that could give you, that could give anybody a stroke or a heart attack, walking in and finding somebody going through your stuff, particularly with COVID about and him having a stethoscope saying, I need to examine you. I mean, that's what makes me think he must have been on day release from somewhere. There are crazy people out there. So Mike's saying use VLC.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out.
Have you tried it? So yeah. Kim says she loves to sleep with the windows open. Outside nature noises make me sleep better. Now, how I work around that, Kim, is either an Echo device and ask it to play ambience, or I use that app. Is it Dark? No, not Dark Skies. What's it called? Dark Noise. And that actually has on it, like, I use the rain one, which sounds like this. Which could be a bit monotonous. But there are other ones, and they do have, like, an outside one. There's thunderstorms, distant thunder. We actually thought of using the thunder one for Lola, in case she was frightened, but she wasn't. You know, like exposure therapy. There's an air conditioner, desk fan, vacuum, microwave, a beach, crickets, birds, frogs, a cat purring, a campfire. They're amazing, the stuff they've got. Urban sounds. Why I would want to sit and listen to a lawnmower, I am not quite sure. Let's have a look what the nearest is. Possibly something like that. If you had it on at the right volume. So, yeah, something like that. But I use that instead. Because what I was doing was I was putting the fan on, and sometimes I didn't even need the fan on. It wasn't that warm. But I just liked the sound of the fan. I thought I was strange, but apparently
John is
not.
Listening to Neil.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. He's testing out Brooklyn's live streaming.
But yes, I hope so, because that's what should be playing. Absolutely. Right, so is it working?
Yeah.
Yay! That's a weird URL, isn't it? Is that our special port number?
Yeah.
Unique port number?
Yeah.
Not exactly.
That'll change when I get round to changing to the other WhatsApp.
Does the other one have a URL like that?
I don't know.
That's an interesting point, isn't it?
It must have.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be a Shoutcast one, would it?
No, it'd be an Azurecast.
It could really do with being a little bit more friendly than that. Mike will find out. He saved it as a favourite in VLC. Perfect. VLC is your friend with audio on iOS. It really is. I used to do that years ago. I had it subscribed to, I think it was the podcast. And it would play the podcast. But then obviously since then, they've broken stuff. Yeah, that one was Crickets, I think. I think that was actually called Crickets. I'd guess that's the nearest to just outside. There's lots of different water ones. And then there's the indoor house ones. And it's nature. So there's a beach, crickets, birds, frogs, and a cat purring. I mean, there's also things like fireworks and a cat fireplace, campfires, cars, construction, keyboards. So there's lots of different options. I think I'd only use some of those. For sound effects. I can't imagine sitting listening to them.
I could give that URL to the Catinians, but it's an
don't
only,
get
only
things,
scare them witless.
Yes, don't get them frightened.
They've only just learned brooklyns196.com.
Oh, and the start of the show will be its usual chaos, believe me. We've already got loads of requests in, haven't we? And we've done this thing called Tony P's Trio. And it's three songs with a story behind them. And we got quite a few of those. And we've got this little lad who was 5 yesterday. So we've got his birthday to deal with. And then it's trying to key this up to match. Wouldn't it be good if we could get the crossover just right with Major Tom? That would work nicely. I'm thinking with that, can't take my eyes off you. We might have to play that afterwards, you know. It's going to depend on time.
Yeah.
But we'll find that out. We have to make it up as we're going along. Jonathan says, if I listened to water when I was sleeping in an accident. That's the one I listen to. And what's more, I listen to it on Tracy's headphones. the headset that Tracy recommended, which was a kind of you can sleep in them headphones. And she was a bit dubious and I was a bit dubious, but I thought, well, I'll try it because they're on offer. They're amazing. They're on a wire, but instead of like sitting outside your ear, they're very tiny and they're surrounded with like a rubber plug. So you pop them actually in your ear and they're very comfortable. You can lie on them, don't feel a thing. But I thought, the cable round the back of my neck is never going to work. But the cable round the back is a fraction thicker than the ones at the side. And they've got these kind of like plastic blocks and they hold it perfectly weighted so it doesn't pull on your ears and then pull out. And then there's the controller where you can volume up, volume down, next track, etc. Work fabulously. And the battery life is like 25 hours. So you get a good 3-4 days out of it before you need to recharge. So yeah, I use that. And they're great. They are fantastic. I think we put the link in somewhere because I remember doing a slide for it. I'll dig out the link so you can see the picky. But they were working really well. I was actually surprised. I thought they're going to fall out. Because one of the things I'd got was like a hairband and it had a speaker in either side. And I thought, I'll try that. It wasn't bad, but it would come off in the night. Let's try headphones and see if I can find it that way. There they are. A really weird name. And they're not on offer at the moment. I think it's Gujodoc, which is a weird, weird name. But I think they were about £14 when I tried them. They're called sleep headphones, but they actually work. Stunned me, stunned me. But possibly Jonathan doesn't need to actually listen to water then. You clearly need something else. There's another pair actually underneath that, and there's a £1 off voucher and a case to put them in. I don't know if they're as good. They're not. It says VZ Sportmate. Let's have a look at it. No, because they're cabled. The others are Bluetooth. So no, that's not going to work for, I don't know why it says Sleepmate. Because you wouldn't want it plugged in, would you? Where on earth have you got your phone? No, there'd be an accident with that. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. So what's everybody been up to or is going to be up to once you've watched the space thing? Like the car that they took them across in. And I'm loving that umbilical thing. When they explained how that worked. Basically, you missed all this, Mike. They've got these suits on that have been specially built and designed. And there's kind of an umbilical cord affair. Yeah. So when they took them out of the building, they got them into the car. And I didn't think it was going to be that far, but it was actually quite a drive, wasn't it? They got them in the car and they attached the umbilical thing to like a cooling unit. And I'm thinking, where can I buy those suits? Quite a fancy one. Oh, just imagine sitting there with your own internal cooling engine. That would work. That is the nearest thing that would get me to buy a car like that. But sadly not at the moment. No, my poor car's outside, not being anywhere. Not being as busy out here today.
Oh, it has.
Has it?
It has when I was trying to cross the road with the dog.
I think there's more people here than on the main roads, though. I think they think they'll get away with it if they're on a back road.
How do you bookmark in VLC, Johnny?
I think he said he made it a favourite. Yeah. Saved as a favourite. Right. Mike needs assistance. I'd recommend them, Jonathan, because I wouldn't want to try that with my AirPods. If I did that with my AirPods and then one fell out, I'd be concerned about Lola getting hold of it. Oh, Kath's in Brooklands. Kim will have got this message. Thoroughly enjoying the Neil Diamond Hour. A lot of people don't know. He wrote Red Red Wine, not UB40. It sounds like a different song, though. I mean, obviously, I've had to get up to speed very quickly with Neil Diamond.
Where she posted that? Oh, on
by request, I think. I need to get all my windows up as well, don't you? That's the WhatsApp chat. If you tap and hold, you can rename. Whoa! That's a good idea, Mike. Jonathan. Why don't you read what Jonathan's putting? God, there's that many things going here.
I think I've just discovered that, Johnny.
Inadvertently.
Inadvertently tapping and holding.
What he means is he hasn't got a clue what he's doing, Jonathan.
No, I just hunt and peck.
for crying out loud. Kim says I have to go to the bathroom waiting so long. If this is the space thing, that's exactly what I said to Mike. Because they were putting them in and they were checking everything. And that's what I was saying about the checklists. I think we all know checklists are important, but obviously we appreciate in situations like that. Absolutely imperative. But some of the checks were like, is this sealed? Is that sealed? And I'm thinking, seriously, what? You're nervous. What if you wanted the toilet? I didn't get an answer. I did not get an answer. They actually look incredibly laid back about it, don't they? But I guess that's what they're trained for. I've just about got room on my screen for that as well. But I'm thinking I'm going to need to do the iPad thing for that. All my iPads have got mixed up. So I'm not actually sure what's charged and what's not charged at the moment. But I think I'll put that on an iPad. Because I've got so many things on my screen when I'm doing a radio show. And even more so with the Brooklands, because I've got all the music stuff on there as well. Can't see a thing.
Elaine and Mike, listen to the last 20 minutes of Queen and now listening to Neil Diamond. Fantastic.
Who's that?
Peter and Andrea.
Oh, bless. Well, I've got another special coming up next week. In fact, it's a two-part special. Can't say any more at the moment, but it's going to be a good one, which I am not going to be able to do at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, Mike. Not if I'm doing segues, I'm not. So might have to get about that one earlier. But it's okay because we're on holiday. And Mike, it's not like Gearing. We've got... What about Mike Gearing?
The Shadow was Apache.
Played that last week.
A well-known server.
I'd actually put down two Shadow songs for tonight.
Boko Haram, White Shade of Pale.
Is that Jidge?
No,
oh,
that's Mike again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Young'uns, Jenny Waits for Me. Michael, the lead singer, is the youngest son of Jane, that's his wife,
And
My Friends in Stockton-on-Tees. The song is based on a trawler skipper from Hartlepool, where I come from. Michael tells me Jenny and the skipper were friends of theirs, but they had to change the skipper's name because his true moniker didn't fit with the rhymes.
Get them in the system, Mike, and we can play it with the other one from Hartlepool.
I will, Jenny.
We can call it Hartlepool Half Hour. I went to Hartlepool once, didn't I? I was like, no, that was Grimsby. I don't think I've done Hartlepool then. It was Grimsby. And it was grim. Have you ever told you the story about Grimsby? Bad place to go. It's on the coast, the east coast of the UK. So obviously it's miles from here. It was really cold. It was about February. And I was going up there for a court case. It was a nightmare of a case. It was a hit and run. And when there's a hit and run, obviously you've got no respondent to sue. So we were having to work round corners. It was a hideous case. So we went up there and I took my mum to stay the night. So it was like Thelma and Louise without the sad ending. So we headed off up there and we'd booked into one of these like Premier Inn things. It was the only thing that was up there. So a Premier Inn versus a normal hotel is like, it's perfunctory. We gets up there and, the weather wasn't good. The weather's never good. It's on the coast. So you're bordering sort of Scotland and the North Sea. But we got there and I just looked and I went, what are we going to do? And she looked and went, what the hell? I said, exactly. The roof of the hotel had blown off and was sat in the car park. There was a sign next to it in true British fashion that said, still open. So I said to Mum, I hope we've got a ground floor room. I mean, can you imagine health and safety these days letting you do that?
No.
They put a couple of cones round it and called it done. And it sat there for 3 days while we stayed there. But yeah, Hartlepool, Grimsby. It's all up that way. No, so I avoid it like the plague if possible. Literally the roof was in the car park. I mean, they don't make these things brilliantly. To start with, but I would have thought it would be able to handle a little bit of wind, but clearly not. You know, we have a history with that when the cladding blew off IKEA and then the roof blew off the dry ski slope. We're not really allowed out. Bad things happen when we think of going away. That sort of qualifies as a holiday thing, isn't it? So Jonathan says, Kim says, surely they've got a bathroom solution. I don't know. I guess they must have. But I know they've only got that umbilical cord. So I don't know. Maybe it's part of the umbilical cord thing. These are the things we need to know. But Jonathan says he doesn't get why it's got 10,000 thumb downs on YouTube. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Totally agree with you. I'm the one I'm looking at. I don't know if you've got... I'm on the official NASA feed. And at the moment, it says 500,000 thumbs up and 24,000 thumbs down. I don't understand that either. But then I don't understand people who put a dislike on a YouTube video unless there's some kind of bait and switch going on, which with that, I really don't think there was. You know, this is what it is. It says it's 32 minutes away from launch. So why would you be? I don't know. I have no idea. People are strange. So Kim says, I didn't know Kim Carpenter was such a good drum player. I had to look them up after your show last week. I knew she played the drums, but it wasn't like a girl thing to do, was it? So I don't think there was many pictures of her doing it. I remember one picture and thinking, good grief, she's playing the drums. But what an amazing voice. An absolutely stunning voice she had. And such a sad story to be that bothered by what other people think. Can you imagine what it would be like now if she was in the same mental place with social media? Oh, it would be absolutely horrific. And like I mentioned the other night with those mothers, I mean,
Mumsnet.
Well, Mumsnet itself is just toxic. But where the criticising, you know, you're sending your kid back in, that's wrong. You're keeping your kid at home, that's wrong. It's just to have an opinion on somebody else. I don't understand it. I really don't understand that kind of mentality. It is incredibly sad. And I think whenever Richard's interviewed as well, it must be very difficult for him. I heard one interview with him, probably just before we started Brooklands. It was a replay. It was on the BBC. And it was from probably about 2 or 3 years ago. And they were talking about an album that had come out, and it was all of their best well-known hits, but with an accompaniment of, I think it was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And listening to it, he was saying like maybe there would be another one that people had, you know, been received so well. Let's have a look. I have a copy of that. Yes, it was called The Carpenters from A to Z. And it says another chance to hear Richard Carpenter discuss the famed music duo. And this album that he'd put together with the Royal Philharmonic, and he was saying potentially there would be another one, but there hasn't been yet. But it made me go to Spotify and look up the album, and it's brilliant. It's really good. So it's Karen's voice, and then the accompaniment is the Royal Philharmonic. But the interview was interesting as well. I could probably get that uploaded somewhere if you want to hear it. I downloaded it. I know Jonathan has the same toy I do. Which is Get iPlayer Automator. Works brilliantly. Love that app. Love that app. So I can get that uploaded. Oh, and the best news. I know, I don't think Paul's with us at the moment, but the very best news, the funniest thing happened the other night. You will remember this. Trust me. I know you will remember this. Honestly, you will. Do you remember we were talking about Naked Attraction? And I said I had only ever seen bits of one show. And the bits that stuck in my mind, apart from the obvious because they were naked, was the one that got ghosted by her date, and the other one, basically, he said totally the wrong thing all the time. But that was the only episode I had ever seen any bits of. But what I said I'd do for Paul, because Paul's like, whoa. I said I would record an episode. So I set it to record. And as you probably remember, it didn't record. For absolutely no reason on earth, it didn't record. So I said, right, it's all right. I'll set it again. So I'm going and I look for the list and I just pick the one that's nearest, you know, the next one up. So record. So the other night, it must have recorded. The following day, I come in, there's this recording. I think I'll need to edit that. So I'll take the adverts out and stuff and then I'll put it up so you can have a real laugh. I press his play to make sure it actually recorded it. It was only a repeat of the very episode that I had seen bits of. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a good job the first one didn't record, because you'll actually get to watch the one that I was talking about, that I couldn't believe the guy's attitude and all of the rest of it. It's the very same episode. Jonathan, being a millennial, you might need a note from Mummy Isaacs to play it. You know how near the knuckle it is. It is such a... I don't know how it's got to air. I seriously do not know how it has got to air. I don't know how popular it is either, but they've done more than one series. So I'm reckoning it's popular with a certain audience. Definitely not me. Definitely not me. But this episode is haunting me. Because I've only ever seen bits of one, and it was that episode. But I'm glad it's that episode in a way. Because obviously, then you're watching the same one, and you're watching exactly what I am watching. Absolutely. Right, let's see if I can find this thing. Oh, there we go. Right, I've got the YouTube video of the rocket thing, 26 and a half minutes. So I've got that in front of me. Oh dear, how do we get rid of the chat? Why is the chat hovering over my video? Go away, don't want the chat over my video. Right, so we've got that keyed up, which means I can close it on the desktop. Let's get rid of that. What else did I have opening there? Oh, I had a link for you, Mike. It was a Zoom link. So I need to put that somewhere as well. Do you know what? It's easier for me to message it to you because we're about to go into the other show. So I'm just going to message you that. Can you put it in the Zoom story? Oh, for crying out loud. Now it's copied the wrong link. I'll be right with this thing yet. Launch America. It's there. It's almost there. That is quite a distance, isn't it? Did they mention how far it was? Because I think I had the sound off. They got into the car and they started travelling and they seemed to go a long, long way. But looking from the camera now, I understand it. This is reminding me, Mike, of an episode of Dark Skies.
No, Dark Skies, the Ganglions.
The Ganglions on Dark Skies. Did anybody watch Dark Skies? Near the knuckle. Ah, a UK phrase. It means bordering on rude. So you would say something is rude, something is... help me out here, Mike.
Risque.
There you go. So if you say it's near the knuckle, you mean it's potentially risque. There you go. Good evening, Tracy. How are you doing? We're about to head off into the other show, aren't we, Mike?
We have a minute and a half.
We have a minute and a half until we are switching over to Brooklands. Am I ready to go? Am I ever ready to go? Let me get my clock up so I know. You doing
lewd,
the...
there we go.
Lewd. Yes. Potentially lewd. I would say near the knuckle in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way. You know, it's a bit near the knuckle. It's almost... You could take it either way, a double entendre. There we go. Right, so I've got 1 minute according to my time, and then I'm heading off into Brooklands. You are, of course, most welcome to join us. Absolutely most welcome to join us. It is brooklands196.com. I'm going to do the usual, which is the hovering around both locations bit. So we'll keep going on MacBytes until we head into the music. We'll talk about the rocket thing, won't we, so we know everybody's watching it. If you want to join us in the WhatsApp group, feel free. Mike will put the link in, and it's also on the Brooklands homepage. Other than that, we better do our out on here and then our in on the other. So it is good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.